Health is our reality now. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Health is our reality now. We all look at our bodies and we say, whoops. We all look at the world and we say, whoops. We all look at each other and we say, whoops. And then we say, that's whole and perfect. That's health. We're going to experience the lack of health, the lack of every good thing, so long as we have not trained ourselves to begin to look for health. If I am interested in having a healthy body, I associate with people with healthy bodies. I associate with ideas that would bring about my own healthy body. I would eat the proper foods. I would do the proper things, but mostly I would think the proper thoughts. And what are the proper thoughts? What are the thoughts that are most important for us when we are speaking our word for health is our reality now? Well, thoughts that I'm whole and perfect. I said to a fellow the other day, say you're whole and perfect. He said, but I'm not whole and perfect. I said, well, say you're whole and perfect anyhow, but I'm not whole and perfect. I said, say you're whole and perfect anyhow, but I'm not whole and perfect. And I said, you sure are not whole and perfect, and you never will be, and you cannot be. Well, hey, I came to you for health, and I came to, well, then say I'm whole and perfect. When I ask you to say something, say it. If you think that I am good enough for you to come to me and talk to me about healing, about wholeness, and about perfection, follow my advice. Jesus had the same problem with people who came to him. People came to Jesus, and Jesus said, when will you ever learn? When will you ever learn? He says, I told you to go out and preach and teach and heal and raise the dead, but you haven't done it because ye of little belief, little faith, little confidence in yourself. Now, if the master teacher could say that to his disciples and to those about him, we too can say it to ourselves in this day and age. We can say health is our reality now, and we can say I'm whole and perfect, regardless of what appearances may be in our world. Because those appearances change. Those appearances go away. Those appearances are not permanent. They can be permanent if you want to die with it, but who wants to die? We want to live. We want to live in our beautiful, fabulous, healthy, whole bodies, and we want to live in them right now. And the only way to live in them right now is to proclaim them right now. When my dog is doing something he shouldn't do, I don't say, now, stop, don't do that. And I say, Rex, this is what I want you to do. Come to me, sit, and be good. When a child misbehaves, you don't say, you're misbehaving, you're terrible, you're bad, bad, bad. You say, now, son, come here. What do you think would be the right thing to do in that circumstance? And they will say to you, well, and you say, now, come on, you know what the right thing. And then they tell you the right thing, and you say, now, this is all I expect out of you, is that you are an intelligent, wonderful boy, always doing the right thing. Or you say to your daughter, you got in late last night. I told you the time to get in is 10 o'clock. Well, Mom, it didn't get over until 10 o'clock. Well, then you should have come home before it got over. Because those are the rules of our house. And as long as you live in this house, you live by those rules. Not because they're right or wrong rules, but because they're the rules of the house. But, Mom, now, if you want to go live somewhere else, that's okay, but if you want to live here, you live by the rules of the house. But, Mom! Now, this is what Jesus told his disciples, too. If you want to be disciples of this philosophy, then you must put into practice what I give you to put into practice. And he said, believe in yourself. It is done unto you according to your belief. Now, children, when they are taught, believe in yourself, it is done unto you according to your belief. What are the rules of the house? Jesus told his disciples. What are the rules of the house? Mother and father tell their children and each other. And they cooperate with those rules 100%. And a perfect harmonious family results. Health is our reality now. What reality do we want in our life? Health or illness? If we want health, let's concentrate on health. Let's speak our word for health. Let's dedicate our life to health. Let's live with healthy people. Let's surround ourselves with healthy ideas. Let's recognize and read only in any publication at all about health, 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 not the illness, but the health. And then we will demonstrate that in our life. Yes, it works. But you and I, we have to work it. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. When you call 1-888-463-8654, you may ask for personal prayer treatment from a practitioner right at the moment you call, because everyone here who answers the phone is a practitioner. And we are all happy to tell you that we see you whole and perfect. We see you fulfilled in every way. We see you, the divine, revealed now. Are you ready to see yourself that way? Okay. Join us in our mutual conviction of the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.